Plans for Lincoln's Eastern Bypass have moved from the maybe pile to the possible pile. Now, that may not sound like much, but highways bosses are saying it's a big step towards improving the city's road network. Now, last year, the government asked the council to go back to the drawing board and reconsider the scheme after it failed to receive backing from ministers. But now they've managed to reduce the cost of the route, taking the original £139 million cost down to £88 million. Now, earlier in the programme, we heard from Councillor William Webb, who's the executive member for Highways and Transport at Lincolnshire County Council, and I asked him if this meant that the scheme isn't dead in the water just yet.
Oh, goodness me, Rod, no, it's certainly not dead in the water. In fact, we've gone up from, if you take a football analogy, from Division 1 into the Premiership. We are more hopeful than ever that funding will be available for this road. Can I nail one thing immediately and say that we fully intend to build a dual carriageway road?
Ah, I was going to say, because there's talk here about a single carriageway.
Yeah. The issue here is quite clearly that there is not sufficient government funding available to fund the road that we want to build. So, having got into the development pool, which means we are a probable rather than the possible, we have until September to look around, talk to our partners, talk to the major landowners along the route to find out what additional funding we can put forward so that we can, in fact, build the dual carriageway road for which we already have planning permission.
Yeah, because, I mean, there were gasps at the suggestion of a single carriageway. I just read you a couple of texts here. If Lincolnshire is having to look at a cheaper version of the bypass, a single garage bypass is not what the city needs. It will still cause congestion. It should be dual or nothing. That's from another one here. If Lincolnshire thinks a single carriageway eastern bypass is a suitable compromise, they have totally lost their marbles. Have they never travelled the existing bypass and slowed to a standstill because of the single carriageway sections? So that's a couple, just a flavour there.
I fully sympathise with what they're saying, Rod, but if the funding from the government is not there, we have got to find it from another source.
Right.
And this is what we have until September to do. Of course we want to build a dual carriageway, and this is our aim.
But there is a possibility it would be a single.
Nothing is set in stone. We think that having got to this position where the government are certainly sympathetic to our scheme out of many, many schemes which they have on the table, then we have got to do our very best, first of all, to make sure that they continue to look on us as a favourable scheme, and secondly, to find out how through the fact that we have a growth point status for Lincoln, it is an expanding town, and we have to talk to our partners and to the major landowners to see how we can bankroll the difference between the proposed scheme that we would like to put in, the dual carriageway, and what is on the table at the moment for the ministry.
Well, let me ask you a question, because there are still some cynics who think that, well, this will never happen in my lifetime.
The 1873 would never happen.
Okay, well, give me a probability out of 10 that you think this is going to happen in the next 5 years.
Oh, I think it's 8.5 to 9.
Okay, confident.
I'm extremely enthusiastic about it.
Yeah, but it's one thing to be enthusiastic, it's another to be realistic, isn't it?
We've also been to London, and we've sat in front of the minister in an office, and we've got a pretty good idea. Talking to the minister and talking to the senior civil servants in London, what their priorities are,
okay,
and where they lie.
Well, that was Councillor William Webb speaking to us a little earlier this morning about that.